This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm John Brown. As Russia continues its invasion of Ukraine, hundreds of Ukrainians and their supporters marched this weekend in Phoenix. Cars showed their support as they passed by. The fighting continues between Russian and Ukrainian forces. Peace talks began yesterday between both countries. Closer to home, ASU student Alana Zahn says she is worried about her family, who was caught in the middle of a war zone.
I don't know how long it's going to last. I don't know when I'm going to see them.
On Monday, Ukraine applied to be a part of the European Union. Three Republicans in the Arizona House defected from the party and voted last week against a measure that would have banned manufacturing and production of medicine that would cause an abortion. The abortion pill is used by half of the people who have abortions in Arizona. The ban would have left a surgical procedure as the only option. Arizona has some of the most restrictive abortion laws in the nation, and the measure was one of two major anti-abortion bills being considered this year. The other would outlaw abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy and has passed the state Senate. Data from the Arizona Department of Health Services shows out of about 13,000 abortions performed in Arizona, just over 600 were after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The Guttmacher Institute, which advocates for reproductive rights, says several states are considering similar legislation to ban medication used in abortions. An Arizona theater production about a child who immigrated to the U.S. and grew up in Phoenix is on its way to New York. Americana will debut in New York in April, and as Cronkite News' Kirsten Dorman explains, Americano is the true story of an Arizona dreamer.
Americano is the story of Tony Valdovinos, a Phoenix man who wanted to join the U.S. Marine Corps growing up. When he tried to enlist, he discovered that he was an undocumented immigrant. The musical follows Valdovinos through his search for a path forward. That's Johanna Carlisle Zepeda. She plays Valdovinos' mother.
Soy americana, soy mexicana, soy actriz, y yo soy muy orgullosa de estar en esta historia mexicana.
Carlisle Zepeda and 95% of the cast of Americano are Latino or Hispanic.
Estamos viendo más historias latinos y hispanos, que es muy importante, pero para mí, mi familia vino de Altar, Sonora, so para mí es tan importante tener una historia mexicana.
Carla Zepeda says it's important that Latino and Hispanic stories be told on the stage. Her family, she explains, is from Mexico, so Americano helps tell a story that hits home. Americano premiered in January 2020 at the Phoenix Theater Company.
This whole show began in 2015 at a wedding reception where Jason Rose, the producer, came up to me and said, "Hey, you're from the Phoenix Theater, aren't you? Would you be interested in doing a musical?"
This is Michael Barnard. He's one of Americano's co-authors.
The wisdom of a mother's love.
Barnard says he and the musical's co-authors, Jason Rose and Fernanda Santos, knew they wanted to tell a particular kind of story.
We decided that we wanted to do a human story, a positive story, a story about a dreamer that was so committed to this country and deserved and desired to be a citizen.
So they searched the internet for stories and ideas.
And we landed on a young man by the name of Tony Valdovinos. And we called him out of the blue.
I had never in my life gone to a musical or the theater.
This is Tony Valdovinos.
I think the only theater I'd ever gone to was Harkins, but I just honestly didn't understand the scope of what was trying to be achieved here. But I did understand it as my responsibility to share my story and hopefully inspire other dreamers.
The Arizona-based nonprofit Chicanos por la Causa has invested nearly $2 million into the show. David Adame, the organization's president and CEO, says stories like Tony Valdovinos's are important to empowering the community they serve.
We saw this as an opportunity to change the narrative and bring this to a national stage and talk about dreamers.
Adame hopes that new audiences will learn from Americano. For Valdovinos, he says seeing his story on stage wasn't easy.
The first time I watched it, I absolutely was not prepared for the experience of taking a memory, a very painful memory, and watching it in front of you.
Valdovinos remembers talking with a military recruiter who asked for his social security number. He said he never used one because he worked for his father.
His demeanor changed, and for some reason I understood that he knew something I didn't, and he looked me in the eyes and he said, "Get out of my car, you're wasting my time, and you're wasting yours."
Though these memories are painful, Valdovinos says, it is important to share them.
Watching it just really, really brought me back to those times, but also solidified the reason that I do what I do, is that you gotta stand up for yourself, you gotta stand up for others, and you absolutely just cannot give up on what you want to do in this life.
That sets you apart from the rest of the guys. I can see it in your eyes.
Americano's message, Carlisle Zepeda says, is that it doesn't matter where you're born. What matters is where you do what's important to you.
Y para Tony, America es todo que él sabe. Y él es americano.
I can see it in your eyes.
Kirsten Dorman, Cronkite News.
Americano will open on April 21st, and tickets will be on sale through June 19th. We had help today from Kirsten Dorman, Talia Lopez, and Mitchell Zimmerman. Thanks to Mason Miller, who produced the show. You can learn more about the stories you heard in today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News to go. I'm John Brown.